Good evening. I'm Sarah Lynn Keller. I'm the Director of Spiritual Vitality, and I welcome you to our Ash Wednesday service this evening here at the First Congregational Church of Natick, an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ. And I greet you in the name of our brother Jesus and pray that by our worship, we may all know the blessings that our loving God has in store for us. I extend a warm welcome to you this evening here in the space, and also to those people who are gathered out there in the virtual land and experiencing this Ash Wednesday service virtually from our live stream work with Pegasus. Regardless of how we enter worship tonight, we can all rest in the blessing that with the power of the Holy Spirit, we are one in the body of Christ. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are warmly welcomed here into this congregation. So I want to welcome the Reverend Elaine Gaetani, who is here with us this evening as well. And it's always a pleasure to act together in this making mischief, as we call it, in this space and in this time. So thank you, Elaine, for being here tonight. So let us gather our hearts and our minds as we light the Christ candle to gather us into this worship together, remembering as we receive the light of the Spirit that we are the light of the world, called to make that light shine forth.
Good evening. When two or more are gathered in his name, there is Jesus in the midst of them. Surely Jesus is in this place and with us tonight as we gather for this Ash Wednesday service. It is the beginning of Lent. It is a time of forgiveness, of repenting, or even better still, of letting go of all that might separate us from receiving the deep, deep love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. So come, people of God, come just as you are, to receive God's grace and love, God's healing and God's care. Let us join together now in the opening prayer printed in your bulletin. Together we pray. We live in an either-or time, O God, when many see only what they want to see. If we are honest with ourselves, we have to admit that sometimes we see only what we want to see. We want simple answers. We sweep hard realities into gray shadows because we don't know how to respond. Holy One, invite us tonight into this season where palms become ash, what was once green and flexible and smelling of life has become brittle because we held on too long. Now only the smudge of ash remains. Let the ash mark of our reluctance to see beyond what we want to see. Remind us that gray is the color that gives life shape and dimension. Make us bold to witness to a faith that celebrates diversity and affirms a truth larger than we can even imagine. Amen. And together we join our hearts and our spirits, we join our souls and our minds as we pray the prayer that Jesus sits and stands among us, praying with us. Our Father, Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our scripture reading this evening is a scripture that we're going to be using throughout Lent this season. And so hear the word of the Lord that comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 45. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. And then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You who are cursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. naked and you did not give me clothing, sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Here ends the reading for tonight. Our Lenten journey this year, this season, is wrapped around these words of Jesus. And we're asking the question, what is Jesus calling us to do in this time? So, to help us think through that and reflect on these questions, we have six prayer stations that are located around the edge of the sanctuary. And you are invited to explore those tonight and throughout Lent. So each prayer station has an image, and there's a Bible passage along with a set of guided reflections and activities to encourage you to go deeper into our theme. This theme of justice that Jesus is calling us to. And these stations are meant to be pondered in relation to the teaching that we just heard. Especially those lines, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Now, we have come to realize that the people described in these groups are particularly impacted by climate change. And so we ask you to consider how you are called to respond to the environmental crisis in our world, especially as Jesus calls us to a radical compassion and mercy and welcome to the least of these. We ask that you remain aware while we're doing this, going to the prayer stations. There aren't very many of us here. I think we can spread out and be fine, but I want you to be aware of where other people are in the sanctuary and just kind of make sure you're giving each other space for doing this. At each of the stations, there is a booklet that contains all of the information that's on the walls, too. So you can sit away from the station if you want to do the reading and reflect on those questions, and then step up to the station to do the meditation and the activity that's there. So you probably won't have enough time to go to all of the stations tonight, and that's okay. We have all the time we need. We have the whole season of Lent. You can come back on Sundays and or even in during the week and come up and experience these prayer stations as you will. So we encourage you to do that. So we pray that this will help to enrich your Lenten journey this year, and we'll allow for about 15 minutes tonight for the prayer stations. We'll see how that goes. Tom's going to play us some background music to enjoy as well. For those folks at home, you can go online and find the Lenten Prayer Station booklet there in the link that went out today or on the church website. And so you can do those reflecting questions at home for sure. And we'll come back and finish our service with communion together and the imposition of ashes when we're done. So I invite you now to explore where you will. You can start wherever you want. It starts hunger, thirst, stranger, poverty, sick, prison.
We gather this evening for communion, even though it says in the bulletin that we will be served by intinction. We are actually going to stay with the communion kits, and as a way of serving one another, we will simply pass a cup to our next door person standing next to us as a symbol of still being in community. So after we consecrate and pray, you're invited to come forward and to simply spread out, but be close enough to one another where you can serve the packet to one another as we serve one another in Jesus' name. As we pray over these elements. Holy Spirit, you who are without borders, you who are without walls, you who flow in and through everything, come to us this evening, we pray. You who are always here and we have left and gone astray, come to us this night, we pray. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, O God, bless this bread, bless this cup, bless all of our little individual cups and breads, that truly we may know that it all comes from you, from one source, from the divine light that cannot be divided or separated or isolated or relegated, but indeed comes together in you. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, bless our cup, bless our bread, and call us forth, each of us, by name, that we may receive, not only remember, but that we may receive your living Holy Spirit. We pray all this in the very beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. That night that Jesus gathered with his disciples in the upper room, which he had done many, many times, but that night he did something and he said something that was entirely unusual. And he took a very real loaf of bread such as this and he broke it into many pieces and he lifted them up. And he said, "This is my body broken for you, broken for the forgiveness of sins, broken so that you may no longer be separated from the divine love of God. Eat this in remembrance of me," ministering to and with one another. We offer one another this bread. In like manner, Jesus took the cup, probably just a hewn out wooden container, and he took and he poured the wine. And he said, "Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins and for the new covenant. Drink this as often as you wish in memory of me," ministering to and with one another. We offer one another this cup. So will you please come forward and form a semicircle? can take up the whole sanctuary if we need to. Thank you. Do we have more things for everyone?
Yeah, there's plenty.
You're all set. Oh my goodness. I thought we were going to. Are you all set? You have one. Okay. I thought that we would be passing these to one another, and we can still do that. The one that you have in your hand, I would invite you to pass to the person next to you as a way of serving. David, you all set? Would you like? So together we open our very efficient and somewhat strange communion cups. Nevertheless, the ritual of over 2,000 years remains, no matter how it is served or how we receive it. They are not exactly easy to open. And there is a little wafer in here. This is my first experience with these ever. So Sarah Lynn, how does one get at the wafer?
It's two layers. It's the plastic layer is the one that gets you to the wafer.
Okay.
And then there's a foil that gets you to the.
There you go.
Oh, bless you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. This is the body of Christ. We take this together and eat this together in communion with our Lord Jesus Christ. Come taste and see that the Lord is good. We drink of this cup together. We drink of this cup with the world. We remember the blood shed by Jesus Christ, but also transformed and resurrected into new life. May this be a cup of blessing for you and a new beginning on this evening. We drink this in communion with one another. Amen. You can feel free to place your cups on the table if you'd like. Tonight we will be offering ashes to one another. It is again rather a strange way of offering ashes, but nevertheless remember that it is the ritual, and even more so it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we receive these ashes. So is there a station where someone can impose them on themselves?
Right
up here. Okay, so what we're going to do is Sarah Lynn and I will be here, and if you'd like to come forward, we will apply this each with a brand new Q-tip, and we will either then sit or leave in the quiet, and I am going to put my mask on. So excuse me.
Do you want to sing the hymn first?
Do we have a hymn?
We do have another hymn. Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Let's do that, Tom.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
As we come forward, I would just like to read that first line of that hymn, and these are words we could meditate upon for the rest of our lives. Of course, they are taken from St. Francis. But Lord, in this time, in this place, in this world, in this moment, make us servants of your peace. Where there is hate, may we truly so love. Where there is hurt, may we forgive. And where there is strife, may we make one. May it be so. Amen.